Thousands of pro-democracy protesters are blocking Hong Kong streets, shutting down the territory's business hub and ignoring appeals to leave. Crowds have remained on the streets overnight after a day that saw riot police using tear gas and batons in a bid to disperse them. Some banks and schools have been closed, and there are chaos in the transport system. Protesters, including students and supporters of the Occupy Central pro-democracy movement, are angry at China's plans to vet candidates for Hong Kong's 2017 leadership elections. They want a free choice of candidates when they cast their ballots for the chief executive, something China says is out of the question. Chief Executive Si Wai Leung says the government is resolute in opposing the unlawful occupation by protesters.
I and my government have all along been listening attentively to the views of the members of the public. The public are encouraged to express their aspirations peacefully, rationally and lawfully, and to respect and accommodate different views in the society. The Hong Kong SAR government is resolute in opposing the unlawful occupation actions by Occupy Central. The police shall continue to handle the situation in accordance with the law. NPCSC's decision on Hong Kong's constitutional development has been made in strict accordance with the relevant provisions of the Basic Law, and after detailed and careful deliberation of the actual situation of Hong Kong and the views of the various sectors of the community, it is legally binding. The NPCSC has decided that the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region elect its chief executive starting from 2017 by universal suffrage. This is an important step towards the constitutional development of Hong Kong, and is surely better than a stalemate. I and my government will, in accordance with the Basic Law and the relevant decision of the NPCSC, try our very best to implement the election of chief executive by universal suffrage in 2017. The government will launch the next stage of the consultation on constitutional development shortly. Let me make an appeal to the various sectors of the community to engage in rational discussions through peaceful and lawful means, so as to allow the 5 million eligible voters in Hong Kong to elect the chief executive in 2017 for the first time in Hong Kong's history by one person, one vote.
That was the chief executive of Hong Kong, Si Wai Leung, talking on behalf of the government of Hong Kong.